Today is the 6th of February, 2017, and I have often heard the passage of scripture in Joshua used to support the Arminian doctrine. And we're going to talk about this passage a little bit this morning. You know, I had Chris Derner, and I think, said that he can look on every page in the Bible and see evidence of God's electing, predestinating power. And once a person sees that, it changes the whole way we view Scripture, doesn't it? We're looking in Joshua 24:15, and like I said, I've heard many, many messages over the years using this particular scripture, taking it out of context like the Arminians do, to support the doctrine of free will. It says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now we remember that Joshua and Caleb were the only two that came back giving a good report. That yes, we can go up and take the land of Canaan. All of the other people gave a bad report, an evil report. There are giants in the land, and so on. And sometimes we have to be careful that we aren't giving such an evil report that we're diminishing the power and sovereign hand of God in everything, including what's going on around us with the Jesuits and the evil synagogue of Satan, the Jews, and our evil leaders, and so on. God is still sovereign king over the whole earth. But Joshua here makes a statement, "If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord." You know, a lot of people have compromised the Bible because they know that they're going to be retaliated against for telling the truth of the gospel. That's why we find so many people have fled to the doctrine of dispensationalism. The statehood of Israel, the denial that Jesus Christ is the only way to God. And they've subscribed to a lie, universal salvation, and all paths lead to God. Does it seem evil for you to serve the Lord? Well, you might get retaliated against. You may be persecuted. You may have to suffer for the name of the Lord. Does it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord? He says, "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." You know, that's not free will. If you choose this day to serve the Lord, it's the power of God working in your heart. If it's your choice to turn against the doctrines of the devils of the Talmud and the Kabbalah and the Jesuits and the free will doctrine, okay, if you choose to serve the Lord, it's because God has chosen you before the foundation of the world. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate, and whom he predestinated, he also called, and those he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Does it seem evil for you to serve the Lord? To come against these dead cemeteries, these seminaries, teaching all this false doctrine, and you want to subscribe to Hebrew and Greek texts that are written by heathens? Well, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood. Why do you think that God destroyed this world by flood? Well, he tells us in Genesis why he did that, doesn't he? He said the thoughts of their heart were evil continually. Continually. And by the way, the flood didn't do away with the evil heart, did it? Because here we've got the other side of the flood. We got the other side of the flood, and now we have this side of the flood. And we still have the gods of the Amorites, in whose land they're dwelling. Well, I mean, we see Noah getting drunk right after the flood. We see evidence that evil's still in the world. We're still living in a fallen world. The flood didn't purge out the curse. He just wiped a lot of the evil, wicked people off the face of the earth. He says, whether you served the fathers that were served were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites. Are you serving the God of the Amorites this morning? Am I serving the God of the Amorites? We need to examine ourselves that we're in the faith. Are we trusting in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua wasn't giving himself accolades. He wasn't putting himself up on a pedestal and say, beating his chest and saying, wow, look at me and how holy I am. I've chosen to serve the Lord, you reprobates. No. No, that's not what Joshua was doing at all. What Joshua was doing is he was trying to show them the contrast between the Amorites and those gods that they had served on the other side of the flood, and the God, the true God, the God that created all things. That's what Joshua was doing here. And so the Arminians who try to use this as a justification for exalting the creature and the free will of man have missed the boat. No pun intended. But you know, I think we need to remind ourselves that we are living in evil days. We are dwelling in the God of the Amorites. We are dwelling in spiritual Sodom, in Babylon. Yes, even in the United States that calls themselves a Judeo-Christian nation. I abhor that term. But we realize that if we are choosing to serve the Lord, it's because God has chosen us in Him from the foundation of the world. If we're choosing to study His Word, it's because He has placed that desire within our hearts. If we understand His Word, it's because we've been quickened by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. And so, I wanted to just respond to this verse, because so many years I've heard it misapplied. All you have to do is make a decision. I heard Jim Talent, who was a senator and ran for governor in the state of Missouri here. I heard him a few years ago say that he was listening to Dr. James Dobson on Focus on the Family. And heard Dobson say, you just have to exercise your free will and make a decision for Christ. So he said, I pulled over to the side of the road and executed my free will. Well, Jim Talent, you missed the boat. You know, if you choose Christ, it's because he's chosen you. It had nothing to do with you in the creature. Your will is not free. You're sold under sin. All we have been born and conceived in sin. And in my mother's womb was I conceived in sin. The children being yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. Not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. So that's really what I had on my mind this morning. It's my thoughts that God is over all the inhabitants of the earth. None can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? I, the Lord, do all these things, he tells us in Isaiah 45. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. God bless.